It used to be a lot simpler to take out the garbage, and the only decision we had to make that day was to take it to the curb. Not so much anymore. No, now you got to make sure you don't put any grass clippings or limbs with your regular trash. You know, recycling. And those items are supposed to be separated. When we lived in the metropolitan New York area, their rules about garbage disposal were even more complicated. I mean, my friend Craig had recently moved there, wasn't familiar with the regulations. He let his garbage pile up for the first few weeks with odoriferous results, shall we say. And he finally found the instructions on handling trash, and he told me, it wasn't that I didn't want to get rid of that garbage, I just didn't know how to. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about saying goodbye to the garbage in your life. Now, some of us face a quandary similar to my friends, only with the emotional and spiritual garbage of our lives. Things we've done that we wish we could undo. Things we hope no one ever finds out about. The guilty memories, the ones that keep replaying in our brain. Not to mention the pain we carry inside. I mean, we want to get rid of our garbage. We just don't know how to, and it continues to pile up in our soul. Well, there is a designated dumping ground for our lifetime of garbage. It's on a skull-shaped hill with a rugged cross at the top. Our word for today from the Word of God, 1 Peter 2:24. Speaking of Jesus, it says, He himself bore our sins in his own body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. See, all the guilt of all the sins that you and I have ever done, God's Son absorbed when he was dying on that cross, paying our death penalty for our sin. In Isaiah 53, God graphically describes this dumping of all our sin garbage on his Son. It says, He carried our sorrows. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. Just think, every lie we've ever told, every angry, hurting word we've ever spoken, Jesus carried it on that cross. Every lustful thought, every immoral act, every adulterous act, every act of violence or selfishness, Jesus, the sinless Son of God, absorbed it into his soul on that cross. Why? In the words of the Bible, God so loved that he gave his one and only Son. And today, this Jesus invites you to bring the accumulated garbage of your life to the cross where he died to forgive it. Jesus said of those who nailed him to that tree, Father, forgive them. If he could forgive that, there's nothing you've done that he cannot and will not forgive. But you have to come to Jesus, willing to admit that you're a sinner, willing to tell him you're putting all your trust in him to erase your sin from God's book and to give you life forever. You can trade in your guilt for his forgiveness. You can trade in your pain for his healing. You can trade in death for eternal life when you ask the one who died for you to be your own Savior. Have you ever done that? If you're not sure you have, if you're ready to finally be forgiven and clean, let me encourage you to go to our website. We've laid out there very simply how you can begin your personal love relationship with Jesus Christ. It's anewstory.com. Go to anewstory.com. There's no reason to deal with the garbage of your life again. Not when Jesus Christ has shown you what to do with it. Bring all of that garbage of all of your life to Skull Hill, what was already dealt with by Jesus. And my friend, leave it there.